Hey, it's Playhouse Y94. Pick your first skin today. 850, 950, 1250, and 250. Within the next hour, private Y today, group therapy, relationship ref, the almost impossible question, all that going on. First mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Caitlin really just wants to know if you think this is inappropriate or not. She says, my boyfriend is mad at me because I went out with some girlfriends the other night, and the next day he asked how it was, and I said it was great. I only paid for like one drink. He looked at me funny, and I told him there was a guy there who kept buying one of my friends and I some drinks. My boyfriend asked if I ever mentioned that I was dating him and if he existed even. I said no, we just took the drinks and hung out. The guy was just sort of around. We didn't like spend time with him. He just kept coming over with drinks. He's basically accusing me now of cheating on him by accepting a few drinks from this guy since we're in a relationship and giving this guy the wrong idea. But we didn't even really have a conversation. I just kept taking the drinks. In my mind, it doesn't really matter. I don't see what the problem is. I was never going to even engage the guy in much more than 30 seconds of conversation other than, yes, and here's what I'm drinking. Do you think that's inappropriate to accept drinks if you're in a relationship?
Well, okay, so this is where it's a weird for me. Because I was going to say, absolutely, I don't like it. And then there's some people are like, why not? It's free drinks. And like some people think like boyfriends will even be like, go for it. Take it. I don't care. I still don't even like that either. If they're like, it really doesn't bother me. Because then it's like, it's just like slimy to me. Because then you're just using somebody for free drinks and all that. However, this guy wasn't like sitting with her and the friend.
True, right? He was just kind of creeping around saying, hey, you want another drink?
Yeah, and the fact that he was buying it for both of them, it's not like he was just hitting on her and just getting her the drink.
Yeah, the fact that there was, you know, a friend that was also getting the drink makes it a little less creepy. If he was a little bit more like zeroed in on you and like honed in on you and like obviously focused on your conversation and buying you drink after drink after drink, maybe at some point you probably should mention like, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, but like that's why I think it's because like maybe was he trying to hit on the friend and so he's buying it for both of you to kind of impress her.
Sure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of taking them when you're in a relationship, but at the same time, I think it could have been worse.
Yeah, like if it was just her getting those drinks and if he was sitting there and just talking to her. But otherwise, yeah, I don't think it's as bad, but I don't like it.
More one-on-one, I definitely do think. I mean, the intention is that this person's flirting with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The intention is that they would like to spend that kind of conversation time with you. So if it's more individualized, I know I don't like it. I think that you're in this weird gray area with the fact that he was also buying drinks for your friend, and it didn't seem like he was really even trying to interact with you a ton, which is weird.
Yeah, like, why was he? Unless it was, like, the owner of this bar, and he's just, like, going around getting everybody, and he's kind of drunk himself. Hope you guys are all having fun. Here, you want another free round of drinks?
Well, that'd be a great bar to go to.
Yeah.
Where's that bar at?
I don't know how long they're going to last in business.
True.
But you're getting free drinks.
It's a great place. Nobody ever pays for anything. Is it inappropriate to take something like that if you are in a relationship, or should you say, oh, no, thank you, I must decline your free drink? 237, it's text 35270. Silk Sonic, leave the door open. Y94. That's Playhouse Y94. Simple question in a mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Caitlin, basically wanting to know if it is inappropriate to accept a free drink from a gentleman in a bar if you are in a relationship. She did, as did one of her friends she was hanging out with, and, well, surprise, surprise, boyfriend's a little angry about it, not super impressed that she accepted that. What are we seeing as far as text? Amy K.
Somebody said, it's just a drink, chill out, quit being so controlling. Someone else said, there's a difference between accepting an unsolicited drink versus hustling to try to get free drinks as a lady. I'll accept unsolicited drinks without any questions. So if a gentleman will approach my table with me and my friends, and we'll have a short conversation at the bar, and then he'll offer to buy us a round of drinks or a shot for the whole group, I say no harm. It makes my night a little bit cheaper. I by no means accept it or feel entitled to keep talking to them. I'll usually try to make the conversation towards my husband, just to be clear. But the fact she didn't even bring up that she's in a relationship, I don't like that. Somebody else saying, my significant other can do whatever she wants when I'm not there. She'll gladly tell the person, yes, you can buy me a drink, but be aware I'm married and unavailable.
Do you think it is inappropriate to be accepting that drink if you are in a relationship. You cool with that?
I think it depends on whatever the guy, like the boyfriend's opinion is. But I feel like that's not like cheating, especially if you don't spend too much time with that person.
Okay, so you wouldn't say it's cheating, but if he is very like adamantly against it, like now if she were to go out knowing how he feels about it, now is it inappropriate now that he's been like, I really don't like that?
Yeah, I think now, especially now that he knows about it, I think then that's so inappropriate. I get, though, even if it was just like one drink where some guy was just like, hey, let me get you guys a round of shots or something, like that might be nice because then it's like the whole like group. But yeah, maybe why was it just he kept buying it for her and the friend? I don't know. One time a guy got me a shot when I was at the bar and Steven was right next to me and he didn't get one for Steven and it was so uncomfortable. I just gave the shot to Steven and I was like, I don't even know what to do. I am not taking this. This is on you. If you want it, take it. And he was like, no, you could have it. I said, no, because I don't even know what kind of message that makes me give off. And he was like, I don't care. Like, I'm right here. I was like, nope. You take it. And I was like, it makes me feel better than if he sees you even taking it.
Yeah, in this instance here with Kayla's situation, I think now that the guy is like showing that that's somehow like that's a spot for him, that's a button, he doesn't like that. I think now if you were to be taking these drinks, you got a problem. But I think it was kind of a gray zone, no harm, no foul the first time around.
Yeah, maybe if she just says, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't think that was something that would bother you. But you, moving forward, I'm not going to accept drinks like that.
Yeah, well, it's a weird situation, too, if, you know, you're going out for this night with the girlfriends, and that's his worst fear, right, that you guys are out there, and group of girls is getting hit on by every dude around, and so the idea of you taking drinks, like, that just validates his worst fear, really.
But at the same time, like, I get if it's, like, a birthday party or, like, a bachelorette party or, like, some sort of event where, like, you could get drinks sent over. But that's, like, from so many different strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one guy constantly walking around, oh, I see those drinks are empty. Want me to get you more?
I mean, it seems like he was probably into one of the two girls,
but
right?
Then why didn't he, like, try making a move or, like, sitting down and chatting with them?
Socially awkward and weird.
Probably. That's why he just kept walking around.
I've come back after your drinks got okay, bye. Like, are you a server? Or are you flirting with one of us? We're not entirely really sure. Would that be the funniest thing? You guys have an unpaid tab there. Would even buy you drinks. Yeah, you just work there.
I was just going to say that. How great would it be if he really was the server? And then they come back and they're like, you ladies ordered so many drinks last time.
What do you mean? Well, I kept walking up saying, can I get you a drink? You ordered one and you never paid.
Oh, my goodness.
Really kind of unfortunate. Private Y, relationship ref, group therapy, all this in like the next 45 minutes in the plan. Okay.